A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Kuf Chaf Aleph, Yevamos 121, pagination 241. Counting up from the bottom of the page, about 20 lines. The last word on the line is Hayisi. And we start a few words before that with the word Tanya. In our previous session, we had a person or a body in front of us, and we were worried and concerned, is it really the husband? And that's what we were wondering, and that's what was on our mind. I have a person. Is he really the husband? In today's session, we're not going to have the person in front of us, and this is the classic case of Aguna, and because the person is not in front of us, we have reason to believe that he's dead. But there are conditions of when you can draw such a conclusion. In particular, we're told that it's if it's mayim sheyesh lahem sof, water that has an end, meaning from your vantage point, you can see the boundaries of the water so that you would be able to tell whether the person who's drowned in there could emerge, and you would know if he emerged. So at a certain point, if you wait long enough, he could not possibly survive underwater for that long. And Mayim Sheyesh Lahem Sof, it has boundaries, and you can see them all, so then you can assume that the person is indeed dead. If, however, it's Mayim She'ein Lahem Sof, water that does not have immediate boundaries, you never know what happened. And it could be that the person emerged from a different part of this body of water. The Gemara gives an example. Tanya, we learned. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel said, Pama achas hayisi mahalech basfina, I was once going on a ship, v'ra'isi sfina achas shenishbara, and I saw in the distance a different ship that was fallen apart. It was shipwrecked, either in the midst of some sort of storm or whatever was happening, but it was falling apart. V'ayisi mitzta'er, and I was pained, al Talmud Chacham Sheba, particularly pained because I knew of someone that was on that ship. A Talmud scholar by the name Manu, Rabbi Akiva. Uchesha'alisi bayabasha, when I got to dry land, still with Rabbi Akiva on my mind. Bava yashavidan lefanai bahalacha, Rabbi Akiva walked in and he started talking to me in halacha. Amarti lo, I said to him, Bini, my son, mi he'elcha, who took you out of the water that you got saved? Amali, and he told me, daf shel sefina nizdamen li, a daf, a plank of the ship, appeared to me, became available to me, v'chogal v'gal shaba alai, and as each wave came upon me, ne'enesi lo roshi, I bowed my head. I didn't put up a fight with the waves. And I was able to, the expression is, ride the waves. I was able to continue mikan amru chachamim. And there's a different lesson in this analogy. Im yavo rishayim al adam, if wicked people come upon a person, there's one strategy of dealing with it, is yinaneya lo rosho. You could bow your head, avoid the conflict, and you won't be destroyed. Amarti ba'osasha, Rabbi Gamliel commented, at that moment, kame gedolim divrei chachamim. How great are the words of the sages, sha'amru, because they taught us, mayim sheyesh lahem sof, muteres. If the water has boundaries, so then she's mutter, the wife of such a man, would be permitted because we know by default that he didn't emerge from the water in a timely manner. Mayim she'ein lo himself, but if you're dealing with water that has no boundaries, asura, she's forbidden because maybe he emerged from an area of the water that's out of sight to you. And if you'll ask, but how could he have gotten there? That's too far a swim. The answer is, there are solutions. And this story of Rabbi Akiva is an example that if you can't truly, by default, say that the person is still immersed in the water, and therefore, after a certain amount of time, certainly dead, then you can't testify. Because there are ways that a person can emerge from a different part of the area. Now, this story was used by Reb Meir Shapiro in a poetic way regarding the word daf, because daf not only means a plank, but it's also used to mean a page of Gemara. And Reb Meir Shapiro said that we're living in challenging times with lots of waves and it's stormy, but if you hold on to the daf, then you'll be safe. Let's look at a Gemara on Amud Beis, pagination 242, right before the lines get wide, counting down from the top of the page about 20 lines. The case that we had a moment ago, the case of Rabbi Akiva, was a case of Mayim She'ein Lahem Sof, water that you were not able to see the boundaries, and therefore we're, whether the word is concerned or hopeful, but it's possible that the person emerged, and therefore we cannot allow his wife to remarry. You can't say testimony that the husband is definitively dead because maybe he came out from a different part of the water. Conversely, when you're dealing with Mayim Sheyesh Lahem Sof, water that has boundaries, we would know about it if he emerged. And the Gemara gives an example of a well into which a particular person fell. Tanu Rabbanan, we learnt. There was a story about the daughter of Nechunya Chofer Sichin, and this man, Nechunya, was known to dig wells on behalf of those traveling to Yerushalayim for the holiday. And this was one of the wells that he dug. Shenaflo Lebor HaGadol, his daughter fell in to such a pit. And they informed Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa about what seemed to be a tragedy. Sha'a Rishona, in the beginning, Amar Lohem Shalom. He said, all is well. She's still okay. Shania Amar Lohem Shalom. The second moment, however long this was, how much time elapsed, but he still said with confidence, she's okay. And Rashi explains, because she's able to live that long in the well. Shalishis, but the third time, after more time elapsed, Amalahem also. He said, she certainly is out by now. Rashi explains, because he knew that at this point, without a miracle, she wouldn't be able to last that long inside the well. And the way we paskin, we do not assume that a miracle happened, that the person underwater is lasting indefinitely. Instead, as we'll see in a moment, he had confidence that some sort of miracle would get her out of the situation, but not that she was going to be in this situation and miraculously survive. Amalot, once she was out, they asked her, Biti, mi he'elcha, who took you out? Amralo, she said, Zacha sharechelim nizdamin li, there was a ram that appeared, v'zakein manhigo, and an older man was leading it. Rashi says, this is the Elo shal Yitzchak, the merit of the ram of the Akedah, and Avram Avinu was leading it. Amrulo, so they said to Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, Noviata, are you a prophet? How did you know that she would for sure emerge? Amalohem, he said, Lo Navi Anochi v'lo Ben Navi Anochi, I'm not a prophet nor the son of a prophet. Eladovar Sha'atzadik Misasik Bo Yikasha Bozaro, But I said in wonderment, or perhaps in prayer, the very thing that the tzaddik toiled in, could it be that his daughter would end up getting damaged from that very thing? And therefore, I was confident that she would emerge safely. Two observations. Number one, the merit that Nechunya Chofer Sichen had was very similar to Avraham Avinu, the one who came to save his daughter, or appeared in this event, because Avraham was very devoted to Chesed, invited people into his home, and Nechunya Chofer Sichen provided water for people, but in a different, creative way, but he's doing the same behavior of providing for people water when they need it. He dug these wells so that water should be available to the travelers. Another consideration, it could very well be that Nechunya Chofer Sichen, like all public endeavors, received a dissenting opinion, objecting to what he was doing. If you make wells in the public areas, it could be it's dangerous. And he apparently proceeded with Das Torah, saying that maybe there's risk, but this is what you should be doing. Provide water for people. For whatever reason they paskined, maybe the downside of not having water was a lot worse. Or it's reasonable behavior, even if something dangerous might come of it, but it's reasonable behavior and people will be careful. In any case, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa was doing more, if we take this approach, than simply saying it's a mitzvah, but it's actually a mitzvah that people argued against, perhaps, because there are other considerations, and we know that's how it is in every public event. And Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa was saying, Nechunya Chofer Sichen proceeded according to halacha with what he was supposed to do. And on that, he was able to say, we're not going to have something emerge that's somehow going to indicate and mislead people into thinking that Nechunya Chofer Sichen was wrong in his behavior of taking these initiatives, but instead, his child will be protected and will be saved. This is an example, Mayim Sheyesh Lahem Sof, water that has boundaries, and even with Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa's confidence, he was not confident that she would stay safe within the well indefinitely. He was confident that she would emerge. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.